Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. And we are live from the aforementioned TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be. And Rob, Alabama now up to a 40-34 lead.
That's
so they
what
come
I was
out
saying.
Strong in the second half and make it 40-36. But you know,
you knew it was a matter of time, Chris, that they weren't going to shoot like one for 11 from three. It's going to even out and they're going to get back into it. But I'm not totally surprised. I don't know what they'll win by or what the spread was, but I expect them to
bounce
back.
Well, yeah, it's still a tight game. I mean,
up but
four,
I'm just saying that they were down and it looked like, woe was me, Deshaun was just on.
But Deshaun wrote him off. But
right, he wrote him off. That was his pick.
State.
Right, but that was his pick, and I get it. He was hoping and wishing, but I wouldn't buy it.
We'll see. Yeah, I mean, it's far from over, but we will see how this thing works out. But they have regained control and the lead. Meanwhile, Houston about to go in to halftime down. They're down 40-36, but they look like they might hit a few free throws before the break. But Kerry Kittles, former NBA veteran, now Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, joining us at the bottom of the hour. And Rob, let's start there. Let's go to the NBA. The LA Clippers, a team that certainly 2 weeks ago, while wouldn't be the overwhelming favorite. There isn't an overwhelming favorite in the West. Certainly a team that many would have picked to come out of the Western Conference and get to the NBA Finals. And then Paul George goes down with what looked like a very bad knee injury. It was kind of ugly, but we got an update today that's good, Rob. He did not have any torn ligaments.
No, that is just huge, Chris. That's huge.
It's huge, right? Just a sprained right knee. And he'll be reassessed in 2 to 3 weeks. So, looks like he'll miss the rest of the regular season. But there is at least the possibility that he could come back at some point in the first round of the playoffs. And so, especially, Rob, if they can avoid the play-in, then that is big for them, gives them a few more days, and then maybe a few extra days for him.
Where do they sit right now?
Right now they're in fifth. They're the fifth seed in the West.
Okay.
They have a two-game lead over seventh-seeded Minnesota. Golden State is sixth at one game behind the Clippers, and Minnesota is seventh, two games back. But it's tight. Dallas, the Lakers, and the Pelicans, and Oklahoma City are all just 2.5 games behind the Clippers. So, there's, like I said, it's exciting. There's a lot of jostling, and a lot of these teams play each other, Rob. And that was the case last night. The Clippers play Oklahoma City and beat them and without Paul George, obviously. Now, people might say, oh, Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City had won 8 of its last 10 games, Rob, and they were playing really good basketball.
No. I know. We keep getting caught up on the past of teams, Chris.
Yep.
And you can't look at it like that. You can't keep blaming the Sacramento Kings for the past. Talk about this year. And you just said it. OKC, 8 out of 10. I don't care what league you're playing in. They won 8 out of 10. I don't know who's on the schedule, but they did win those games.
Anybody can win one, but anybody can't win 8.
Especially 8 out of 10. Anybody can win one, remember that. Even I can win one. No, but you know, right. And I think sometimes we get caught up with teams and we just go, oh, OKC. They haven't been good since Durant and Harden left.
Right, absolutely. All right, let me hit you with this then, Rob. Knowing now that it's possible Paul George could play in the first round of the playoffs, do you think the Clippers are still alive for a Western Conference title?
Yes, because Paul George isn't out for the year, Chris. He didn't have torn ligaments, you know what I mean, or damage where he can recover and be back. That team is really deep. They have a good coach. And their biggest bugaboo, other than they did choke that one series down against Denver. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. That was a choke job. One of the all-time choke jobs. Kawhi didn't show up. Paul George didn't. Doc Rivers, I don't know what he was doing that night. Nobody showed up. That was awful. But, because they were up 3-1 in that series and they wound up choking down the next three. Right. But this team is really well put together, Chris. They have a deep bench. They got a lot of good players. Depth. I like the way it's constructed, but it all is about having everybody being able to put it all together. And now you get the news that Paul George is not the end of the season for him, and there's hope. And especially since there's no, tears or whatever, like, or where he's got to have surgery or some other situation that's going to sideline him or he's done for the season. You could be optimistic about the Clippers, especially in the West, where there's no overwhelming favorite.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, sure. There's still questions about the Clippers because will Paul George be back? How soon will he be back? How will he play when he comes back? But Lakers, questions, right? LeBron. Warriors, questions. Can they win on the road? Phoenix, Suns, questions. Kevin Durant, how well will he fit in? We think he'll fit in well. He looked like he did the first three games that he played, but still, very little time together with his new teammates. Denver, questions. Porous defense, not very good. Sacramento, questions. Very young, inexperienced, especially in the postseason. Memphis, questions. Ja Morant. They're young as well. Are they mature enough? Can they shoot the three well enough? They're in the bottom six in that category. So, Rob, you said it. Everybody's got questions. Now, some are more, stronger questions than others. And Paul George would certainly be on the strong end of that spectrum. But still, I'm with you. I mean, I think my pick, the team that should win the West, not an overwhelming favorite because of the circumstances, but I've said it. I think Phoenix should come out and do this. We'll talk about that later. But you can't write the Clippers off, especially knowing that Paul George might be back, or now that we know he might be back. And there's a few reasons, Rob. You mentioned some of them, but here are some others. First of all, Kawhi Leonard is back. We talk about will Paul George be back. Kawhi Leonard is back.
Right. And he's finally turned that corner, Chris.
Has he? Since the All-Star break, Rob, 11 games. These are Kawhi's numbers. 29.5 points a game. 57% shooting from the floor. 52.5% shooting from three.
No.
Yes. I mean, think about that. And then, Robin, I don't know, it's only one game, but I'm going to say this, and I think you would agree with this, and I think most people would agree with this. Russell Westbrook, while obviously you want Paul George back, he's better than Westbrook at this point. But Russell Westbrook is definitely more built to be and more comfortable being a second guy, a number two, Rob,
than
a number three.
Yeah.
He can't be a three that well. I mean, you got to – ideally, you'd probably bring him off the bench and, you know, he can have his own squad with the second unit. But if he's the third guy, it's just not going to be as natural for him. And last night, Rob, I get it, one game. But he played really well. 24.7 dimes, only took 13 shots. Big in the fourth quarter. They only needed him for about 4.5 minutes. But he was a plus seven because you remember, Rob, whether we go back to Washington when he had the ball in his hands with Bradley Beal. Sure, they didn't win a championship. They didn't even win a playoff series.
But they made
Westbrook
the playoffs.
Played well and had a great run to get him into the playoffs late in the season. And then Oklahoma City with Paul George. Paul George was able to have his best season of his career there, and Westbrook was the energizer bunny there. He was the igniter of that offense because the ball was in his hands. Houston, he didn't have the ball in his hands much. It was Harden. And same thing with L.A. I mean, he had it, but, you know, obviously he wasn't comfortable. They weren't comfortable with him. Now, Rob, and I'm not saying he's going to be the Russell Westbrook of Oklahoma City, but I think he'll be more comfortable, Rob, having the ball in his hands. And the way the Clippers shoot the three, which is among the best in the league, if he can create those open looks, then that could bode well for them, at least in the short term, Rob. So I think they're going to stay in the playoff, meaning top six. I really think they're going to stay in the top six. And, you know, if Paul George can come back in that first round, then they could really be a dangerous team.
It's hard to make an argument against that because of the circumstance of the conference, Chris.
Yep.
Really. I mean, that's why you can't rule them out. If there was some juggernaut, if this was the Warriors and they had a winning record on the road and it wasn't dreadful or whatever, and they have some other issues, and we talked about it the other day. Draymond doesn't feel like he can be Draymond. You know, like those things, they could catch up to you, right, where Wiggins is. So they're not overwhelming, even though they won the championship a year ago. And the Kevin Durant thing.
If they don't get Wiggins back, I mean, it's hard to think they're going to get out of the West.
Don't you, right, Chris? I mean,
there's no doubt. I mean, he's arguably their second best player at this point.
He was huge for them last year.
Yep.
Right? We know that.
Yep.
Okay. And then the Durant. On paper, you look at the Suns and say, if everything's right, on paper, they should win. But you don't even know about Durant.
Right.
Can he, you know, not that can he
stay healthy,
Chris. Can he stay healthy? He's officially injury prone. There's just no way around it. You could be nice, and he's been injured a lot lately.
Yep, yep.
And that's the part that's scary about, you know, the Suns and why they went from immediately when the trade happened, Chris, like, oh, they're winning the championship.
Yep.
I don't know.
They're right there in the same boat with everybody else. I mean, they got talent, more talent.
But there's no layup.
Have you seen, now I've been covering the league 27 years. You started covering it before me. I mean, look, I'm sure it's possible I missed something, Rob, but I really have trouble remembering when a conference was like this wide open. Remember, it's the NBA. You usually know, it's usually what, 4 or 5 teams that could really, really can get to the finals? Six teams,
normally.
You know, as far as getting there.
I think it's like 5 or 4, to be honest.
And now, I mean, you darn near have a whole playoff group, like all 8 teams that, you know, might have a shot.
We didn't even mention Denver, at least. Did we even mention Denver?
I mentioned them about their defense.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying Denver's there. We didn't mention
Memphis. They're not scary. I mentioned Memphis, but the immaturity and Ja's situation. Now, he looked great last night, but you have to sustain it. So, yeah, I mean, Rob, it is wide open. And because of that, we think you cannot write off the Clippers. But what say you? 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Are the Los Angeles Clippers, now that they've got the good news regarding Paul George, he could be back in the first round of the playoffs, are they still alive? Are their finals hopes still alive? Your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
It is the Odd Couple.
The Walrus of Love, Chris, right there. The Walrus of Love.
He was the first Biggie.
Right?
Overweight, playboy type.
Man,
right?
That
I mean,
that
he wasn't
voice...
rapping. He was singing. But
no doubt.
Barry White, the legendary Barry White. All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your RV, boat, ATV, motorcycle, and more. All your protection in one place is a wonderful thing. Get it done at Progressive.com as you bundle and save. 877-99 on Fox. Are the LA Clippers still alive in the Western Conference playoffs? Your turn to weigh in.
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Morgan. In Bakersfield, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Morgan?
Hey, what's up, guys? Good to hear you guys again, always.
No doubt. Thank
yep.
you.
So I was thinking about this during the break right now, and I'm a Denver Nuggets fan. So, you know, I should be happy and thrilled with the season that they're having, right? But there's a big part of me has like this anxiety because I know the playoffs are coming and I know what their recent history and actually the, most of their history is when it comes to these playoffs. And that's kind of what the vibe I get with the Clippers. They'll look good. And then when it really counts, all of a sudden it's a different team. So
well,
that's my take on it.
I mean, look, all those years with Chris
Conference
Paul and Doc Rivers and the like, they never got past the second round. They have gotten to one conference final, Rob, but yeah, I don't feel like they're a different team. They don't look like a juggernaut right now. They look good, right?
Right.
They look like they're capable, but it's not like they've been rolling through the league and then they get to the playoffs, they're gonna struggle.
But they got
Denver.
Something
I get
that
what
you
he's
got...
saying about Denver. They've been right. they've had a great regular season, and if they go out in the first round, which I do think is possible, depending on who they meet, then it's gonna be ugly up there in Denver, but I don't think the Clippers are in that boat.
I think what the Clippers have too, Chris, is they have a big-time star who's playing well since the All-Star break and has won big games and big moments, and that they've been waiting on this guy to be healthy. Like, that's what they've been waiting on. That's a positive.
When it comes to winning it all, here's the one thing I will say, and I'm not saying it's impossible for him. But I don't think the Clippers have a leader on their roster. Ty Lue's obviously a great leader. But Kawhi is not a leader in my view. When he was in Toronto, he was by far and away the best player. But Kyle Lowry, Fred VanVleet were kind of the leaders, the vocal guys. They're the leaders, the inspiration on that team. I don't know who that is. Paul George will tell you. He said he's not a number one. He's not a leader. And so, who is that guy? I don't think it's Russ. And so, I think that's one thing I look at, like, who's going to be that guy there?
I get that, but talent also wins out. Sometimes you just, you know, like you just said, Ty Lue might be the guy who can, you know, maneuver them and say the right things and set them up for success, but they do have the talent, and sometimes talent wins out. Let's go to Heath. In Alabama, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Heath?
Hey, I wanted to say that I do think the Clippers are alive, but the most fascinating thing about the entire Western Conference playoffs is that all of your veteran leadership that has successful playoff experience is in the bottom half of the standings in the playoffs. And that's why it looks so wide open, because the logjam at the top, with the exception of the Suns, is just a bunch of inexperienced rosters that haven't seen that kind of success. And that's why it looks so so hard to predict.
Great point. The bottom of the West could be scarier than the top. If the bottom four is the Lakers, the Warriors, the Clippers, throwing the Mavericks, if you like. I mean, that could be scarier than the top four. And so, yeah, that's a good point, Rob. That is why it feels, one reason it feels so open.
Yep. Gary in Houston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Gary?
Yeah, I think Phoenix is the overwhelming favorite. I think they're going to run through the West with Kevin Durant because, like, Phoenix is the perfect team Kevin Durant needs to be added to, you know? Like, I think, like, the next team ran so many ISO plays, and I don't think that's the best way to use Durant. A team that's like Phoenix, that ball movement, less ISO plays, I think he's going to fit in seamlessly. And so, yeah, the Clippers aren't going to have any shot against Phoenix.
Are you sure he's going to be healthy?
If I'm Phoenix, I'm more concerned about
Kawhi's health than Durant.
I don't think they're overwhelming favorites just because I don't think Durant's played enough with them. But when he did play, offensively and defensively, they were tremendous. But here's the thing, Rob. I'm not saying I wouldn't pick them, but if I'm them, I do not want to see the Clippers in the first round. I just don't. Even if you get through it, that's a tough first round.
It might be a tough match. Let's go to Chris one more. Jax in KC, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Jax?
Hey, what's up, guys? My man Rob Parker, thank you for taking my call. Chris Bouchard, I'm a good newbie.
What's up, noob? How are you?
I'm real good, man. Headed in to hang out with the bros. It is charter day here for Kansas City alumni. 100 years ago today, bro.
Oh, man, congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's
tell all the brothers
day.
I said what's up. Yo.
I sure will, for sure. So as far as the Clippers are concerned, the bottom line is, man, if Kawhi can be the type of phenomenal player that Kawhi has been before, of course they're not out of it. They're right there. But so are so many other teams. Like you said, for me, when I hear you say that the biggest question for Golden State is why they lose so much on the road, that to me is the easiest question out of all these when it comes to playoff time. I mean, yeah, you're going to have to win some games or two on the road, but that's a lot closer than wondering whether or not these other guys are going to be healthy and even able to play. So
yeah, but
I don't count
what about the Wiggins question mark?
They do need Wiggins, though, yeah.
Yeah, what about
I think
that?
They need Wiggins.
I mean, it's not like they're whole.
Well, absolutely, and that would be great if they get Wiggins back. Obviously, they're a better team, no question about that. But I think because, like you said, everything is so wide open, a veteran team like that with that kind of confidence that they can win, you know, sometimes you get in these playoff series, those things will make a difference against, you know, somebody like Memphis that's a young, immature team that might help you get past those type of teams. So I just don't rule them out, man. Those guys are vets.
All right. Kerry Kittle's right around the corner, but first.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties,
just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Our next guest, former NBA veteran, now Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. We welcome in our man, Kerry Kittles. Kerry, what's up, man?
What up, what up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How you doing?
Doing great.
How are you, man? Good to have
you on.
As always, let's start here. We were just talking about the Clippers, and they got some good news today. Paul George did not tear any ligaments. He could be back in the first round of the playoffs. We think that means they're still alive. Do you think that, you know, as far as went coming out of the West,
right?
Do you still give them a shot to come out of the West if they can get Paul George back in the first round?
That's tough to say. I mean, those guys really haven't played enough games together to even have this kind of conversation. The chemistry hasn't been quite there yet. And obviously, I think they need a really healthy Paul George, not a guy that's just coming back off of a three-week layoff, perhaps, or more from the knee surgery. I mean, the knee injury. So, no, I don't have them coming out of the West. I think they'll be competitive, obviously, in the playoffs. When you have Kawhi Leonard out there and a great scorer like Paul George, some really good pieces around them, but I don't think they have enough to really come out the West.
Is there a favorite in the West, in your opinion?
No, there's not. The West is wide open. The West is wide open. There's three or four teams, in my opinion, that could come out the West. My top four teams in the West are the Lakers, the Warriors, the Suns, and the Nuggets.
Let's talk about the Nuggets. Why are people dissing the Nuggets for what they've done this year? Why aren't people buying into the Nuggets? I mean, that people, everybody loves the chicken Nuggets, but nobody loves the Denver Nuggets.
Well, you look at what they've been able to do.
Even Chris laughed at that one. Wow, okay.
They haven't taken that next step. I think when you see a young team that's put together with the nucleus that they have and those guys, I think you're waiting for those guys to take the next step to win against the better teams more consistently. And what I look for is road consistency. What can you do on the road? When you're going to Milwaukee, when you're going to play against some of the better teams on the road, and they really haven't done that this year. And so that's why I think that even though their record is, you know, I don't know if they're still leading the West, but they're up there. I don't see them, or that title-contending team as of yet. They still have to prove it, obviously, in the postseason. Make it back to the Western Conference Finals and come out the West. They can't do it, I don't think.
Now, Kyrie's supposed to play tonight alongside Luka. It's a small sample size, but they're 3-6 when both of those guys are playing and 4-5 when just one of them plays. I feel like, Kerry, Dallas – I just feel like they need to get more of an offense. And obviously too late to do it this year, but get more of an offense going forward that gets other guys involved. Right now, it's all off Luka. Or if he's out, Kyrie just takes that role. And they almost seem more comfortable with just one guy doing everything and everybody knows where their spacing is and all that. And when they get both of them out there, it seems like it's a little different for them. I mean, I just don't think you can win playing the one-man show that they typically play with Luka. Do you think they need to maybe have a different type of offense? And even can they with Luka?
I agree with you. I think against the better defensive teams in the league, you know, they'll make you have to beat them with ball movement and you know, player movement. When you're cutting and you're cutting through the lane and you're having misdirection actions, to just run a ball screen and to try to pick on the weak defender when the defense is set, everyone's looking at Luka, everyone's looking at Kyrie Irving. It's a lot of pressure. The court is really squeezed at that point. There's no seams to really penetrate, and it's much harder to find good passing angles. So I think you're right. The offense is stagnant at times because the other three guys are watching those two guys try to operate, and against better defensive teams, you see what they've been able to do late game. They've struggled with getting quality looks and quality possessions, and I don't see an answer right now.
We got to give Mike Brown credit for the job he's done in Sacramento, yep. But my question to you is will this all be for naught once the playoffs start, or do they get out of the first round? Do they advance? Are they that good no matter who they match up with? Home court, right? Do they get out of the first round?
Okay, right now they're third in the West. And if the standings go, yep. They'll be playing against the Warriors.
Okay, right? That's what I'm saying, right.
No.
If Wiggins comes back soon and he's healthy, we already see the Spass brothers are both healthy. Draymond is healthy. Obviously, Poole is out there. He's a huge threat. Do you think that young team can beat the Warriors in a seven-game series? And if the Warriors are healthy, no.
Why? All they got to do is steal one game. Wait a minute. Steal one game at Golden State. And when they're
going to have home court. They're going to have home court. Yes, Golden State has to just go there and steal a game.
Right.
No, it's
yeah,
not going
right,
to happen.
That's right.
Sabonis will not have a great postseason matchup against Draymond Green. It won't happen. He's going to struggle. He will not be the same Sabonis we've watched this year play exceptionally well since he got there. No, it won't happen. The Warriors will beat them in a seven-game series, period.
Explain to us, because a lot of people, I've said we've never seen a team that hadn't made the playoffs in 16 years since they've been in, you know, and run through, you know, have great success in the playoffs. Why is that? Because a lot of people might be saying, those are teams that these guys obviously weren't on those teams. It doesn't matter. Well, tell us why, like, how different the playoffs are from the regular season and why a team with basically no postseason experience is just incredibly unlikely to advance very far.
I think it's experience, right? I'm looking at the roster now. You have Harrison Barnes, who's been around the block. Trey Lyles is a veteran. I mean, look, we did it with the Nets. You know, we had a veteran team, and that's why we were able to make the finals that year, because we were just, even though it was a new team together, we were very sure of ourselves. We were able to make adjustments on the fly because of just experience alone and our competitive drive to really make, you know, to make a statement. I'm just not sure Sacramento is quite there yet with the veteran presence. They obviously have some really good young players. They have shooting. They're, you know, well coached. I love the way they move the ball. It looked like a young Warriors team in some respects. But I think you're right. I think the experience is what matters in the postseason. Being able to get through tough road situations where things aren't going your way and the other team is game planning against you. They've taken De'Aaron Fox's, you know, his go-to stuff out the box. Now he has to go to a secondary scenario with his game. And it's just much harder to get quality possessions when you're playing against a veteran team, let's just say like the Warriors in the postseason.
Kerry, I got to ask you this. You have about a minute and a half to answer. When we were talking about Dallas and all the ISO and guys standing around watching, I don't know. Did you see the Clippers' last shot against Oklahoma City the other night when Kyrie basically dribbled around for 20 seconds? Lou Dort was on him, and he did a great job. Didn't let Kyrie get to where – or Kawhi get to where he wanted to
go. Kawhi, yes. I saw that.
Yeah, yep. Okay. So, and he took this wild three. And I'm not even focusing on the Clippers because I get frustrated now when so many teams at the end of the game, they just give it to their best player and say go. Go create something, 1-on-4, 1-on-5, whatever. Mm-hmm. What type of stuff, when you guys with the Nets were in that situation, late game, last play, what type of stuff did you guys call? I don't think you just gave it to one guy and said, everybody get out of the way.
No. I mean, that's you know, they're banking on their best player, Kawhi Leonard, being able to have an edge offensively against any one-on-one defender in space. So to give them the ball at the top of the key, right? I mean, we watched it for years. Great players have the ball with court space. I mean, you know, back in the 90s, when you played against the Knicks, you had Allen Houston and Sprewell. They got the ball one-on-one, and they destroyed you. We saw with Paul Pierce for many years do that. But I think nowadays with teams now and the emphasis on ball movement, you know, the defense is just sitting in your lap. And it's tough when you have a good defender who has good lateral movement like Dort did, and Kawhi Leonard not being able to get by him, and it's really hard to find. I mentioned earlier the passing angles, and he had nowhere to go, right. And it's a wasted possession, right? And so I think that's what good teams make you do. They make you earn it in those situations, especially a great one-on-one player. They're going to make you play in traffic and make you make a good pass off the dribble in traffic, and it's just not really what Kawhi Leonard does well.
And, Kerry, I mean, look, I love Sprewell and Houston. I covered them, but I remember y'all putting some whoopings on them, man. Y'all would come into the Garden and just take it over. So I don't remember them destroying y'all. I remember y'all destroying them.
great matchups. Great matchups in the late 90s.
You're being kind, but we appreciate that. That's all right, our have man, a great Kerry weekend. Kittles. All right, brother.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep, good news for Paul George, Rob, but not for Ben Simmons. That's next. A couple of Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Give it to me, baby. Give it to me.
It is the iCouple.
Little Rick
and
James.
Rob, we got a veritable barn burner between top-seeded Alabama and San Diego State. The Aztecs of San Diego State up 68-64, 37 seconds left. Alabama, though, Rob, they were down about a 9 about a minute ago.
Wow.
As far as playing time, maybe a little more than a minute ago. So they have made a little run. They're turning it into a free throw shooting contest. And so San Diego State just has to hit their free throws.
Right. Well, you have to do that to see if you can get a kid to miss one or two, Chris.
Yep.
And then you get a basket and you get them to miss. And I know it takes forever to end the college basketball games.
But sometimes hey, with it this on the crazy. Line, that's right. What they're going to do. And I actually misspoke. It was 66-57 San Diego State with a minute 18 to play, Rob.
Wow.
And they Alabama cut it to 66-64 with 45 seconds left. So in 30 seconds, they cut a 9-point lead to 2. And now it's back to 4. So we'll see, but this is a really good one between Alabama and San Diego State. So Ben Simmons, we talked about the good news regarding Paul George. Right? Ben Simmons, who has been out now for about a month, 4 or 5 weeks, whatever it's been, he now is diagnosed, according to Tim Bontemps. The Nets announced that he has a nerve impingement in his back and will remain out. Mm. Now, Jacques Vaughn, the head coach, talked today with reporters and basically was like, there's nothing new. There's, you know, nothing's changed from the last time you guys talked. I mean, clearly, Rob, they're not even thinking about Ben Simmons. And I don't blame them. I mean, you can't. But, Rob, if you got a back injury, you got a back injury. But it feels like part of this is mental too, you know? And I don't want to, I don't know. So I'm not going to, I mean, I don't think they're not making up that he's got a nerve impingement. So he does have something.
We that's like dangerous territory to assume or guess or whatever. If the guy, he could be injured.
I think he's definitely injured to some degree. But we remember when he was playing, he's just, you know, he was, I mean, Ben Simmons, Rob, was a legitimate all-star. Legitimate. You know, and made an all-pro team, third team once.
I guess what I can't get over is just how young he is. And I just, I think the scenario around him, Chris, feels like a guy who's 35, not 25. Does that make sense?
Well.
He's just so young.
Yeah, I hear what
like,
you're saying. I think this scenario is unique. Now, the injury, sure. But, Rob, when he played, he was just in effect. Like, he... I mean,
he had one stretch.
I clearly think he's in his head. Even he had very few times as he played like he did in Philadelphia. I mean, when he was at his best, Ben Simmons was a guy that would give you 16 points a night, 8 rebounds and 7 assists. And with the Nets, he was more like 6, 6 and 5. Rob, this is, it's almost like he and Markelle Fultz, remember Markelle Fultz going through his issues. And now he's in Orlando. He's not playing like a top pick, but he's playing fairly good basketball now. He seems to be past whatever was bedeviling him to sound like
Because it was Walt bad Fultz. At one point.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. But this is, it's sad, Rob. It really is sad. Like, we shouldn't ridicule him.
No, we can't.
But
do
it's
that.
A sad situation because I do think even as he's legitimately hurt, he also is in his own head. Because even when he was out there, he won't shoot. He's like afraid to shoot now. And Alabama about to go down 71-64 with 7 seconds left. We'll have the final for you when we return. 1 hour left. iCouple.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.